Welcome back to Living Empowered with your host, Abby Angeles. I've got a special episode today, special because I was out on a walk and I just felt inspired to get on my phone and start recording a little podcast in celebration, in honor of Earth Day, actually. So you'll hear some rocks, some gravel as I walk. You'll hear some wind a little bit, but the message is super, super, super important, and that is why I'm choosing to still upload this episode. I would love to hear from you. Let's hang out on Instagram at Abby Angeles. That is ABBYANGELESS. I would love to hear your thoughts on this episode. Happy Earth Day. I wanted to record this short episode as I am out on a walk. It is a beautiful, beautiful spring day here in Austin, Texas. I don't know if you can hear the birds, maybe a little bit of a breeze, but it's beautiful. Clear skies, perfect weather. Seriously, it's so amazing. I'm so grateful for today and for this beautiful weather. But I wanted to record this short episode to talk about a bit about where I, how I feel, I guess, about today and nature and faith as well. So I posted on my Instagram this collage of some beautiful pictures that I've taken in these beautiful places that I've lived in so far, which have been Colorado, Hawaii, Texas, and a bit of travels that I've done. And again, I have said many, many times that nature is just this natural medicine that I feel so connected to. And I think a lot of that deep connection and love that I have for nature, I think it stems from my childhood. I was born in Mexico in a little town called Ixmiquilpan Hidalgo. We were very, very, very poor. So being out in nature, climbing trees, being in fields of flowers, and all of that was just part of life. We didn't have technology. We didn't have fast food places. We didn't have these jungle gyms. We didn't have any of that. So nature was our playground. And so I feel that when I am out in nature, it's like I bring this little girl out to play. And it is just a safe place for me. It is a known place to me. And I feel really, really connected to Mother Earth. And so I think that that has a lot to do with it. But as well, on this post, I talked about a bit about a couple of years ago when I first moved to Colorado. I was going through a lot. I was going through a breakup. I was going through change. It was the first time being away from family. And so my mom specifically and my brother. And so I felt very alone. I felt very scared. I felt very uncertain. And after maybe a year of being in that really, really dark place, I decided to do something about it. And the first thing that I thought of was just getting outside. I was cooped up in my place. I was living in a basement, actually. It's very common to live in basements in Colorado. And so it was dark. It was not dingy, but just dark. And yeah, like not the best place to be when you're depressed and sad and lonely. And so I decided to go outside, to start hiking a bit more, start doing some trail runs. And I swear that made such a huge difference. Of course, I changed my mindset. I chose to think of the things that were good in my life, right? The things that I could control, the changes that I could make. And, slowly letting go of the things that I couldn't control, right? I couldn't control this other person in the relationship, right? I couldn't control him. I couldn't change him. And so little by little, my life really started turning around. And I always went back to the mountains. I always went back to hiking. And so I've said for a really long time that nature saved my life. I've never had that before. Like I said, other than when I was a child, but for most of my life, I think 25, no, maybe 20 years of my life, or 18 actually, I lived in El Paso, Texas, which if you've been to El Paso, it's a desert. It is hot. It is dirt. It is dry. It is a desert. And so there's not much hiking. There's not much to do outside. And I mean, that's why there's so many bars and drinking is what people do there. And so being in Colorado was the first time that I had this reconnection with nature. And so, like I said, I really do believe that nature saved my life. And it's very interesting because where I am now, so I now live in Texas. I live in, or actually Austin to be specific. Texas is huge. The geography changes, the nature changes, a lot of stuff. So I live in a place where, again, I am surrounded by nature and I'm so grateful for that. A couple of things have changed. One of the biggest things over the last couple of, maybe year, but more specifically, maybe a couple of months, is my faith and my reconnection to God. I don't mean religion. I don't practice a specific religion. I just mean God, right? Like this higher power, this all-knowing, the creator. I've always felt connected. Even a couple of years ago, like maybe, I don't know, I was still in El Paso, I dated someone who was an atheist. And me being the chameleon that I am, I kind of took on his beliefs and made them my beliefs, not really understanding, not really knowing why I was taking on his beliefs. I mean, of course, validation and acceptance from him, of course, but like not really thinking that much of it. And so it never really felt right to not believe in a God. And so last year I moved to Hawaii and I was alone. I was sad, scared, lonely, lost. And I kept coming back to prayer. I kept coming back to, and I've called it the universe, right? But I kept coming back to prayer. I kept coming back to having faith that even though I didn't understand what was happening, what I was going through, how these challenges and uncertain moments that I was experiencing, how they were would make sense eventually and how they would align for me, how everything was happening for me, right? And so again, over the last year, I called it universe, but it's been until recently that I really have reconnected to God, mostly over the last couple of months because of what I've seen from other people, and specifically the Palestinian people. If you are following what is happening in Palestine, you have seen the massacre that these people are experiencing, the horrors and the devastation that we as, you know, the US and other countries are doing to these people, right? And time again, I am in awe of their faith. I am in just disbelief of how a group of people can have so much faith to God. And in the darkest of moments, in the horrific reality that they're experiencing, they keep going back to God over and over again. And I have never seen that in my life. And I think that is why that is why the world is moved and compassionate for them. And that's why we're fighting for them in our own way, right? Whether it's protests, whether it is going to our congressmen or, you know, speaking out and whatever, however it is that we are spreading this cause, this message, it is because of that unwavering faith that they are showing to the world that their lives could be falling apart. Their reality could be horrific, and yet they still have faith. They still praise
God. And it is so incredible. And so it is them that inspired me to reconnect more to God, not the universe, right? And I believe that, yes, God is the creator of it all, of the universe, of the earth, of the skies, and like everything in between. I don't have an image for God. Like I don't think it's Jesus Christ. I don't think that it is, you know, some other prophet or a saint or any, you know, figure like that. I think all of those figures have been manifestations of God, right? They've been sent by God. And so it is the Palestinian people that have really helped me to reconnect and have inspired me to reconnect with God. And I think that I'm not the only one. I know that I'm not the only one. I think that many people are experiencing this faith in a higher power in their own way, right? Whether it is being inspired by, again, Palestinian people, or through their own experiences, right? I think when we are going through hardship and when we're going through really dark times in our personal lives, we always turn back to guidance from a higher power. And I think especially right now, we're really feeling a shift in this world. Some can explain it, some can't explain it, but we feel it, right? And so I think that this shift is allowing us to get out of this place of individualism, right? That we are not alone. We are not alone as a humanity, right? We have each other. We have other human beings. We are all connected, right? It doesn't matter our faith, our religion. It doesn't matter our the color of our skin, where we live, what language we speak. None of that matters. And I just sometimes can't believe that people can't see it like that, right? That we are all connected in this world. Someone else's pain is affecting us as well, right? Discrimination and oppression doesn't just affect the discriminated and oppressed. It affects all of us. It is a chain effect, and we feel it and experience it in a different way, but it also affects us. And so we're all connected as a humanity. We're all connected to this earth, to this planet that we live on. And of course, if the planet is being killed through deforestation, through, yes, some global warming, but also through the depletion of the lands, of animals, of forests, all of that stuff, like it's affecting us as well as a humanity. And so we are all connected to this planet, to the stars, to the sky. And so we are all connected to God. I think all of this, us, even us, the animals, the trees, the mountains, we are all a reflection and a manifestation of God. And so to think that we are separate is I think where we get lost, and when we feel alone, when we feel as though there will be no justice or consequences to the actions that we take in this world, in this life. And I think the horrors that some people are causing to others is a reflection of that hatred, of that disconnection, of that selfishness, and that belief that you are alone in this world and that what you do doesn't matter, right? Doesn't matter in the now, in this life, and when it is all over for us, right? And so all of that is what comes to mind when I think of being out in nature, when I think of the trees, the water, the wind, the sun, every living creature that is out there, like that it is, everything is a reflection of God. We are a reflection of God. And I think that that's why it saved my life, right? It was God that saved my life. It was God putting me in the right place to heal and to reconnect in my own way, in my own time. And I am here to share my story, share my perspective, share my experience in hopes that you don't feel alone, in hopes that you know that you're not the only one experiencing this, and that everything is happening for a reason. And I think that's what faith really has helped me to come to terms with, I guess, is that I might not understand why I'm here, why this is happening, where I'm supposed to even go, right? But just having faith that every step that I take, every decision that I make is being guided, right? Is being guided. And I think that's why I'm something important that I've learned over the last year is this connection. And I think over the last couple of years, right, especially through exercise and nutrition, but over the last year in Hawaii, I really did a lot of different modalities of healing, such as breath work, tapping, a little bit of Reiki, movement therapy, just different things. And all of that has helped me to reconnect with my body, reconnect with my emotions, being able to feel my emotions. And I think that when we do that, we can begin to trust ourselves. We can begin to listen to our bodies and trust our bodies. And those emotions and our gut feeling, right, is, I believe, this whisper and this connection that God is communicating with us. And I think sometimes we want this sign, right? We want this billboard of like God telling us what to do and what decision to make, what road to take. When in reality, the answers are within us. We have the answers within us. We just have to quiet down and listen to our bodies, listen to our, you know, our gut feeling, our instinct, our heart, right? And begin to trust ourselves. And I think that is a journey that we can all take. And I think it takes time, it takes patience, it takes love, it takes courage, vulnerability. And I believe that it is all worth it. Like the pain, the tears, what comes up, right? Old memories, old wounds, old traumas. I think they come up for us to let them go, for us to heal them, for us to see ourselves and forgive our past and start a new life, start being someone new. And to spread that, like, right, spread that love that we are not showing ourselves. I think that that's how we become better people, better humanity, a better world, better future, is through that self-love, self-acceptance. On this Earth Day, I wish you so much love. I wish you healing. I see you and I love you, and you are not alone. Until next time, my friends, have a beautiful day.